UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
The official
Hey guys, welcome to Wednesday.
Morning!
Good morning!
Now, Jade, let's have a look at Creevo for a second. Can you stand up for one sec?
Okay.
Have a look at his new revamped style. He likes to, like, trickle in new outfits, and he's finally come to work in a different outfit.
It's almost like a tight man, preppy, sloppy Joe.
Yeah. You can't sneak anything past you, Maddie.
Millionaire Mark. Look at that sweater.
So when
feel the quality of that cotton. It looks very heavy.
Did Emmy buy you this one?
No, I've actually had this. Oh, yeah, you're actually feeling it. All right. you do like to touch fabric, don't
you? Yeah, I do.
You?
I like to touch things.
I've probably had it for a while, but I just haven't worn it for ages. I don't know. I saw that and I went, you know what? This morning is the morning.
Do you know, one of the younger staff here, who I won't mention, made a criticism of your style.
Oh, yes.
Going back a couple of months, this particular staff member said, Creevo needs to put more effort into his appearance at work. He always wears the same green jumper and the khaki pants. So look at this.
Totally different.
Look at this.
Who
Congratulations.
Knew? Thank you very much.
You're a new man.
Yeah. Without the queer eye actually coming around and changing my wardrobe. I got straight guide for the straight guide.
very important, I feel, to keep up appearances and fashion in radio because you never know who's, you know,
who's hanging around.
You know, Hamish, this sweater is very you, actually. You
guys I could actually picture you in these.
Okay, yeah, no, I rate it.
I'm out my hand there.
Yeah, no, I rate it.
It's you've gone for, Hamish, you've gone for the it's almost, it's not tweed, is it?
Oh, no,
it's like
it's some sort of woolen knit.
Woolen knit?
Yes, it's very,
Maddie and I are the only ones not in knits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing the
You've taken my style,
from the office.
Actually.
Actually, you guys have switched outfits.
If I
start wearing a baseball cap, we will have fully swapped.
Well, there we go.
Aww.
What a morning.
Aww.
I love this.
Love it or loathe it, guys. Coming up after this, I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic.
All right, kicking off your Wednesday right now. This is Avicii at 105.3 New FM, 6 past 6. Good morning. You're with Jay, Maddie and Creevo. It's 10 past 6. What a wet start to your Wednesday. Tops of 19 degrees, showers all day on the coast today. Currently 15 degrees at Nobby's.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
So this is where I get Maddie and Creevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, which is no fence sitting, which sometimes can be a little bit hard for us
to jump over. Especially me.
Creevo in particular.
But guys, this morning it is buying products made in Australia.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah, love it. But I'm not so committed to it like you are, Jade.
Yeah. you're just like, oh, you go for your favourite brand. But if you saw an Australian-made label, would you give it a go?
Yeah, often, especially when it's like a food thing, because I always think that food made here is usually better.
Okay, the thing is with me, right, something like Vegemite, you know that you're going to get that Vegemite taste when
Good
you buy
quality
a tin of
products.
Vegemite.
Yeah.
Dick Smith's Marmite, or whatever he calls it, doesn't taste the same. If it's like for like, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes down to, if the quality brand is from overseas, I will probably pick that, actually.
Also,
yeah, let's be honest. Yeah, and it's okay to admit that. Most people would just go and buy their favourite product.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of products that I love to buy, I don't know where they're made, and most likely they're made overseas. But if I can buy Australian, I prefer to. And I bring this up because obviously there's those Woolies bags, you know, the brown.
Sorry, Jay. I thought this was about our opinion.
It's not.
You already gave yours.
your
Vegemite. But basically, you know, the paper bag that they're thinking of rolling out, I think it's 20 cents to buy instead of the plastic ones for 15. People are in an uproar, I guess, because it says made in China on the bottom. And so people aren't happy about that, but it's now created this petition where they want supermarkets to introduce an Australian-made aisle in their stores. And I've been banging on about this. You guys know I've been on this train for a while because I just think they should have one aisle dedicated to Australian-made products and that's it.
Was this article written by, you know, Jade Leader?
No, because I know
secretly.
I've been trying to do this on the show for ages. You can, I'm showing the guys the screen now.
You're swinging your laptop around
because I'm on the pulse, and I just think we should definitely get this petition going because it's so important. I know Crevo, you brought this up the other day where. If they only have an Australian-made aisle product, if I go to the aisle where the tomato sauce is, I'm not going to buy the Australian tomato sauce because it's not there. You stock it twice.
Do you know what, Jade? Just putting it out there, I'm all for buying Australian products and supporting Australian manufacturers. But at the end of the day, you can't tell people what to buy.
No, you can't. It's all your choice.
Just think of it's sometimes in business, it's cheaper for them to buy another branded product.
Yeah, but I think people need the option of go, okay, there's the Australian-made aisle. Let's go down there and have a look around.
I think most shoppers are pretty savvy.
Yeah, you can read "Made in Australia" on the bottom.
I disagree. Yes, partly I do half agree with that. But the thing is, when you're a parent and you're busy, you've got your tribe with you, the kids screaming in the trolley, you're just going in, getting out. So you're not sitting there thinking, "Oh, Australian made, Australian made."
I've got a challenge for you. Next time you do a grocery shop,
do a full Australian buy.
Do a full Aussie buy, and also you should do it just a normal shop and actually have a look at how much Aussie product you are actually buying.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's one thing to sit here and be like, oh, buy Australian.
Oh, I'm not perfect.
You know,
but no.
We're not all perfect.
Oh, don't. You're feeling judged. You are.
The Dick Smith of Broadbeard.
I'm just saying is that I am the Dick Smith of Broadbeard.
A
crackpot. All I'm saying, guys, is that we should have an Australian-made aisle. If you want to buy Aussie, buy Aussie. If you don't, that's fine. Like, not an issue. But I think we deserve to give Australian farmers and produce makers the choice to stock an Aussie on.
All right.
Anyway, got it. Revved up. I've been wanting to get that off my chest for weeks.
Yes, miss. Afternoon detention.
All right.
Hey,
Matthew Harrison.
Up next, we have free meat to give away. Beat the Meat is back. It's a Beat the Bomb style game. We have sausages lined up here. If you stop before the bomb goes off, you get that amount of sausages. All thanks to Singo's 131009. If you want to play, we're doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
That's right. Very simple game. It's like Beat the Bomb. 13, 10 and 9. The lines are open. If you want to have a go at this, you can win heaps of sausages, all thanks to Singo.
Yes!
Love Singo's.
Love
13,
sausages.
10, 09. First one through gets to play this morning, Jade.
Mm-hmm. Singo's Butcheries, guys. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Oh,
Jade loves some minute steak.
Oh,
they
I love minute steak.
They had it on special the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. See, Crevo? Still a thing.
Yeah. Minute steak, who knew?
People love it, man. Uni students, get on it. If you're listening.
All right, let's go to Cody this morning. Hey, Cody.
Cody.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man. Welcome. How's your morning been?
Good morning. Hey, Cody. Good. What about you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Are you on your way to work?
Good morning, Dave. Just knocked off work, so on the way home.
Oh, nice. What did you do last night, like for a few coins?
On the way to work? No, on the way back.
Okay, hey, Cody, can you please turn your radio down in the background? Please?
No, on the way back.
The like on a delay.
Oh. Yeah, no, sorry, mate.
Cody!
It threw me here in the background. Look, I wasn't a radio professional then.
Live radio.
Yeah, that's
couldn't
right.
handle it.
Eddie, good morning, Eddie.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, very good, Eddie. We've got free meat this morning. Have you heard this game before? You know how it works?
Kinda, not really.
All right, well, you need to say stop before the bomb goes off, and whatever the amount of sausages is before stopping, you get, all right?
too easy.
Here we go. You ready to beat the meat, Eddie? Let's do it. One sausage. Five sausages. 15 sausages. 24 sausages. 28 sausages. 29 sausages. 30 sausages. 33 sausages.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry, Eddie.
Eddie.
That's all right.
You didn't sorry, beat brother. The meat. You didn't finish off.
I didn't beat the meat. I'm not... Yeah.
Didn't finish, mate. It's no good.
I'm lucky.
Sorry, right. Man. Eddie goes home empty-handed. That's the way the game goes.
Oh, well, beat the meat lives another day. Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
We can all beat the meat tomorrow.
All right. There you go. Hey, news time. Hamish next. And, guys, obviously... The world has been a very interesting place the last 6 months. And, of course, over in the States at the moment, what we're seeing is just so sad and shocking. But Sesame Street have actually teamed up with CNN for something which I think is incredible.
Yay, I love Sesame Street.
I'm going to tell you more about it after the news here at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
Guys, these are unprecedented times at the moment, obviously. And I know all of you parents out there that have young children, they must be watching what's happening on the TV and asking a lot of questions about what's happening.
Of course, like, because there's so much, you know, that would raise questions for these young kids. It's not the normal news every day.
Well, no, like when you're seeing crowds of people on the streets, like first thing kids say, what are they doing?
These pictures that we're seeing, you know, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in my lifetime. And I'm 30. So, I mean, young children out there, as I said, a lot of questions and a lot of parents out there might not know how to explain these issues to them because, as we all know, they're quite complex, right? Sesame Street have teamed up with CNN for something quite incredible. I'm going to play some audio after this. If you're worried about what to say to your children, I think you should sit them down in front of this with yourself and watch this together because I think it's a beautiful thing that Sesame Street have done. Of course, these guys have a huge history of, you know...
educating children.
Education. What they're saying isn't political. It's just the right thing to say right now. And I think not only kids could learn from this, but a lot of adults as well. So I'm going to play that audio for you next after Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway, New FM. Good morning. Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6.30. A cold, wet morning out at Maitland today. Currently 14 degrees, guys. Now, we've got something here for you parents out there at the moment. We're just chatting before about, obviously, so much is happening, especially in the States and around the world at the moment. And I know that a lot of kids would have a lot of questions. And for a parent, one of the hardest things to do is explain complex social issues like this, right?
Of course.
Sesame Street has had a long history in educating our children. I grew up in it, you grew up in it, and we all did, right? And the ABC.
Taught me how to count.
Exactly, exactly. And what people don't understand about Sesame Street, it was actually established when, you know, civil rights became a thing in the US.
I had no idea about that.
It's got over 50 years now. So it's got a long, rich history of doing this. Now, it's getting some flack at the moment, which I think is very unfounded. For a video that's been released, Sesame Street have teamed up with CNN to explain this complex Black Lives Matter issue to kids. And I'm going to play the audio of it because I think it's just such a great tool for all you parents out there to use. And like I said, for a lot of adults out there that don't understand what's going on.
Like learn together with your kids.
Learn together with your kids. Here it is.
People are upset because racism is a huge problem in our country.
Racism? What's that?
Oh, racism is when people treat other people unfairly because of the way they look or the color of their skin.
The color of their skin? Oh, Emma doesn't understand, Daddy. Emma has friends with different types of skin. Oh, and fur, too. Black, brown, pink. Yeah. Purple?
I know, Elmo, but not all streets are like Sesame Street.
So obviously Elmo's chatting to his dad about what's happening. And I can't believe people in the year 2020 are still opposing things like this. I mean, this isn't, you know, shoving a political opinion down somebody's throat. This is actually teaching your kids about mutual respect.
Yeah. Well, I grew up, treat others how you wish to be treated. And that's how I've always, you know, gone about all, like, everyone that I've met in my life.
I think the great thing about this is the pace of the video is just so calm. It's like there's so much chaos going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Having something so simply and so calmly explained, I think, is what a lot of people need. And just hearing that, you can't help but think about what is the very basic problem of this and how we should be thinking about it and trying to remove the politics and thinking about the real core of the issue.
What's really sad is a lot of these issues won't just go away overnight, and it's something that needs to be addressed for the next generation. You know, if we do a better job of teaching our kids what's right and wrong now, the world won't be like this in 20, 30 years, you know.
That's right.
The video goes on. I'll play some more for you guys.
On Sesame Street, we all love and respect one another. Across the country, people of color, especially in the black community, are being treated unfairly because of how they look, their culture, race, and who they are. What we are seeing is people saying enough is enough. They want to end racism.
Racism too. I want everybody to be treated fairly.
Great message.
So I do think, you know, if you are struggling to explain to your kids what's happening,
because it is a sensitive issue, and sometimes 100%. It is hard to find the right words
this
to explain it.
This just sums it up perfectly. The full video is online, so check it out. Sit down. It goes for about 2.5 minutes. It's worth a watch because it just makes perfect sense.
And that, and then next time when they're watching something on the news, they'll have that context that they need.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, switching gears a bit next, because, Jade, you came to me yesterday and said, Creva, I've come up with a bit of an idea about how to make some extra money on the side.
Little
business idea. She said, I've got an ABN now. I want to do some voiceover work. So I thought, you know what? This is the perfect opportunity for us to put Jade to the test. I've got some scripts here. I've got some music. We're going to see how you do with a bit of voiceover work. See if we can make you some money,
Jade. Who's doing the judging, though?
You and I.
Okay, excellent. Oh, good, good. 6:43 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Yet again, Jade is trawling for extra cash.
That's right. So Jade came to me yesterday and said, Crevo, I come over here, I want to talk to you about an idea I've got. I want to do some voiceover work to make extra money now that I have an ABN.
The opportunities are endless. So I actually, when we interviewed Mike Goldman on the show late last week, I thought to myself, you know what? This man's making a dime off his voice. Maybe I could too.
He said, I've got a unique voice. I could do lots of kid stuff.
Yeah, that's probably more my thing.
I wasn't going to pigeonhole you, but I do think maybe narrating kids' shows or something.
Yeah, that's probably more up my alley because you go to work to your strengths.
That's true. However, usually with voiceover work, when you start out, you've got to do a lot of like standard stereotypical voices. So what I've actually got for you here
doesn't sound fun.
A couple of scripts, right? Yeah. A couple of scripts. We'll play some music and we'll see how you sound as ads, really. Okay.
So when you go to radio school like Crevo and I did, Jade, of course you're blessed and didn't need to.
Thank you.
You do have a voiceover lesson and you do this exact exercise. So we're actually just sharing the curriculum with you, you know?
Yeah.
Making you a better announcer.
Yeah. You know, I can always depend on you guys.
Yeah, you can. So, obviously, we can't use real companies because we'd never give away free advertising on this station.
No.
So, here's the scripts.
Yep. So, we'll kick things off. with Gentine shampoo.
Okay.
I feel like a shampoo ad is quite a basic voiceover job. You need to be able to nail this.
100%. Okay, like bread and butter of the voiceover business, really.
Okay, you good? You got your script? I'm going to crank up this music. Here we go.
Just waiting for the cue. Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Is your head feeling dull and lifeless? Why not try the new Aqualite shampoo by Gentine? The deep cleansing, lightweight formula with micro fortifiers is designed to purify from root to tip, leaving fine hair feeling nourished. Buy now from All Good Realtors. Far out.
Oh, save that one.
Buy now from All Good retailers.
No.
Damn it.
You haven't done. You know what? A one-take wonder yet.
Not too bad. I think you got the vibe there.
That last line really got me.
Voice tone was good, though. All right. We'll move on now to Lady Funerals.
Oh, no. I know. Okay.
Changing tones.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've got to be versatile in this game. You've got to be able to switch it up.
Oh, this is going to be tough. This does not suit my personality.
Think of dead puppies. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm in the zone.
Here we go.
No. Oh, no. Have you recently lost a loved one? At unspecified Lady Funerals, we remain committed to families and the community in these times. We are offering live streaming services in our facilities in response to social distancing guidelines, keeping everyone safe and respecting your loved ones is our priority.
Oh, I don't know.
We're here for you 24/7. Please contact us. 1-300-123-456.
No,
Maddie's fault.
Too much giggling in the sad ad. You can't be doing that.
No, not for me. All right,
let's bring this home. So, switching gears here, I thought what we could do is because, especially when you're starting out, you're going to be doing a lot of smaller city stuff.
Okay.
Small cities love a monster truck rally.
Okay. Ooh, this one looks fun. So
here we go.
The Newcastle Monster Truck Rally.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay. Oh, God. The Newcastle Monster Truck Rally will bring its thrilling, adrenaline-filled, edge-of-your-seat excitement back to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on Saturday, 30th of May, 2028. For one night only, some of the best murders... monster truck drivers in the world will battle the sport's toughest athletes. The thrilling jumps and heart-stopping wrecks make the Newcastle Monster Truck Rally the toughest sport on dirt.
Rev it up.
And one huge night that you won't want to miss. That's it. Yeah.
Not bad.
No, not too bad. He sounds like somebody who is not really...
I've had a few Red Bulls.
...meant to be doing monster truck stuff. What I thought we should do, though, to wrap this up, impartial judge producer Jackson is there, what are your thoughts? Do you think Jade can make it as a voiceover artist?
I mean, one day, practice makes perfect, but I wouldn't hire her tomorrow if I had a brand.
Jade, just go on Fiverr to start. Okay. The standards are low on Fiverr.
And the amount of jobs is high.
You can get
away. If anyone wants to hire me...
Oh, you're doing your own ad now.
I've got an APN. I've got the work facilities.
Birthday shout-outs up next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Pet Quarters. The Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores. 6 locations across the Hunter. On UFM. The Novos Pet Birthday. Shout outs.
That's right. If you register online at newfm.com.au, we will give your pet a birthday shout-out. And now, all thanks to Pet Quarters Glendale, the Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores, you have the chance to win a $50 voucher.
Wow, we have a prize now.
We do.
Hasn't this segment evolved?
It has. It has.
Blake's been cracking the whip on this one.
I know.
I've had to get the muscle out.
Like a centurion riding a chariot.
So get onto it. If it's your pet's birthday, doesn't matter what sort of animal it is, register online and we will give them a shout out. Today is Loki the Labrador's birthday.
Hello, Loki.
Katie, actually, Katie Disney. Cool name, Disney. She nominated Loki. She says he's an incredibly spoiled and mischievous black Labrador. Like most labs, he never overcame the puppy phase. Aww. He, along with his brother, a golden lab named Thor, have definitely made our family more complete. Even though, this is now the birthday message, even though you eat everyone's socks constantly, shed throughout the house, and are basically a big fairy toddler, we wouldn't have it any other way. Enjoy the extra spoils the girls will undoubtedly throw at you, and try really hard not to get too accustomed to the extra attention. Don't want your brother to get too jealous. Happy birthday, Loki.
Oh, that's a nice message.
You know, I've heard shorter messages in 21st birthday cards to family members.
Even from your mum. Well, you're not getting that much.
I think Loki is the favourite out of the two, so. By the sounds of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, in the running for that incredible $50 Pet Quarters voucher, Jade.
Yes.
How exciting.
But guys, 13:10:09 after this, did you poop your pants and what happened?
So we're doing the highbrow content now. I can't
Amish
wait.
Is so impressed with this one.
Like, honestly, you can judge away right now, but the thing is, we did put this on our Facebook page, over 120 comments, and went off with amazing stories of people having an accident in their pants.
Well, like you said before, Creva, when your fruit pickers like this, sometimes you have to pick the low-hanging plums.
That's it.
That's right. And you just grab them and pick them.
Family member of mine had a bit of an accident I'm going to tell you about after this.
Oh, okay. We'll do it after One Republic here at New FM. Good morning.
Brand new music from One Republic. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. And a big shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe for providing the caffeine here this morning.
Oh, so good.
At 13:10:09 this morning, tackling the serious issues, we are asking you, where did you poop your pants and what happened?
Maddie and Krivo.
That's because my Nana, bless her heart, she hasn't been well lately, and she'd be probably mortified to know I'm going to be telling this story, but she lives in Queensland, so...
She's not going to find out.
Very unlikely.
Basically, she's had some bowel problems lately in her old age, and when you're 86, almost 87, she sometimes can't hold on to get to the toilet. So my poor Nan, she was in the living room and she got up and, you know, she's very fragile. She's on her walker. She's like, I need to go. And she's not even halfway across the living room and she just couldn't hold on. Just poo basically went everywhere.
You know what? I don't want to do this.
No. You know what? Human bodily function. So she went everywhere, and you know what? Jade. Stained the carpet.
Okay, can I just say
Dad can't get it out.
Can I just say one thing, right? I'm going to say it. It's okay that we're talking about this, and we've made a phone topic out of it, but can we at least be a little bit tactful?
What would you like? Bodily fluids?
No, just, there's a different way of saying it.
What's
she made a bit of a mess on the carpet.
Oh, well, look, she did a number two. It went everywhere, everybody. Poor Nan. Now Dad said he's been scrubbing.
Poor Dad. Greg, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
You've got some Imodium on hand?
Oh, no, I took that last night, mate. I'm right near you.
This is Greg the painter, yeah?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, hey, man.
Greg, when are you dropping your guts, mate? What's happening?
Mate, it was about 25 years ago in a little country town I lived in.
Yep. What was the town called?
Young.
Young.
Yes, I've heard of Young.
Cherry capital of Australia, mate.
And what happened?
I was walking around the local new Mitre 10 store was being built, and I was walking with the owner and the Dulux paint rep.
No free plugs here, mate.
And we're walking around there and everything like this, and we've had a bit of a big night before on the old Sherby's at the local hotel.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I just took a couple of steps back from the guys and thought I'd let Fluffy off the chain. But Fluffy turned out to be a Great Dane, didn't it?
Oh, right in front of the people you're trying to impress.
So what did you do?
That was it. We were discussing colours at the time and brown came up.
Mission brown.
And as we were walking around, social distancing didn't evolve back then, wasn't around.
Yeah.
I think it was called social smelling. I had to take about 10 steps back from them.
Oh.
You know what, guys? Greg, I think you might understand what I'm saying. When I worked for Dulux,
yeah,
the things I saw in those toilets at the Dulux Trade Centres, it was disgusting. There was like a toilet sitting there, but it seemed that it never went into the toilet.
Oh.
It was always around.
Well, you know what it's like when you got to try and pour a big drum of paint to a small pot to work with. Maddie, you know, sometimes you miss.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks, mate.
Unlike that story.
Hope you're enjoying your week, Bix.
Oh, Isaac, where did you poop your pants and what happened?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. What happened?
Hey, guys. Well, I was on my way home from work one day, got home, really busting to do a poop, and got to the front door and realised, shit, I've actually forgot my house keys, so I thought I'd try not preoccupy myself in the garage a bit, but buy myself a bit of time, and yeah, tried to fart and relieve myself, and I followed through. So I was like, oh crap! So I headed on down to Big Dub. I thought, here we go. I'll go to Big Dub, grab some new undies, go to the toilet. Everything is going to be hunky dory.
Yeah.
I was nearly at the undie aisle in Big Dub, and then I heard my name get called from about six aisles back. I turned around to my auntie and my cousins. I haven't seen for about 3 years.
Oh, no.
Mind you, I'm still waddling with a bum full of poop.
Oh, Isaac.
I walk over, they give me the big cuddle, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesus.
You know they've smelt it, Isaac. You know, it's no.
And they're thinking, you know what? I'm glad it was 3 years. We'll make it five next time.
They didn't happen to have a baby.
There was a reason that I didn't see them for 3 years, so I didn't mind. I probably bought myself another 3 years.
Oh, jeez, Isaac, what a story.
It's good when there's a baby nearby, because you can always blame it. Oh, that nappy needs to be changed.
I guess.
I've done it before at the shops. If you've ever let one out, poof, you know.
Blame a baby.
Yeah, 100%. Parents do it all the time.
Well, coming up next, Jade, we're having a chat around the team yesterday. And, of course, they were doling out the Order of Australia medals recently. Mm. And a couple of radio announcers here in Newcastle picked up some gongs. So great stuff for them.
Brilliant.
I think they're working over at the ABC.
Yeah.
Now, Jade, I looked over at you and the look of disappointment on your face was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. So we were chatting and I found out that you actually are one of those suckers that purchased a plot of land overseas.
Yeah,
like
in Scotland.
Like a title deed.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you the lady of?
I'm the Lady of Glencoe.
The Lady of Glencoe.
How absurd.
And it's official.
So on your license, it says Lady Jade Leader.
Yeah, well, I can get it changed to that if I wanted to. I just haven't gotten around to doing it. But you get a document. Mm. It's all the shebang.
We're going to have a bit of fun next.
I can't wait for this.
Seeing you are basically
a lady.
The royal family member of Glencoe.
Yeah.
What we thought we could do is dole out some Order of Glencoe awards.
Amazing. What a great idea.
Well, it's your dream to, you know, play Queen. So
yeah.
if you know somebody that deserves one of these awards, Jade will send it out to your house.
Yeah.
She's going to be doing some knighting here on the show next. 13:10:09. Jade will judge and see if you're deserving of an Order of Glencoe
award. Adults, kids, grandparents. Adults.
It can be for
not
anything,
pets, though.
It can be for anything.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you think you deserve one of these medals for, Jade will hook you up.
Cooking dinner every night.
You can actually send people out medals.
Not medals. We can send them a certificate.
A certificate.
With a medal picture on it.
And we'll unpack this next. 17 past 7.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
All summer long, Kid Rock, it ain't how I'm feeling today. Very cold, blustery, rainy day today. Tops of 19 degrees on the coast. Now, we're doing an interesting segment here. I've just found out that
your idea.
Jade was one of No, it wasn't. Anyway, Jade was one of those people that went and purchased, what was it, $29.95?
Oh, I think it's a little bit more than that. But basically, you can buy a square, like a plot of land over in Scotland in the Highlands.
How big's the land?
It's a square foot.
So you'd struggle to stand. Oh, you could just
stand. You can stand in it. And
but you can't stand in it with another person.
Well, no. You can buy bigger blocks. Like, there's different sizes that you can buy.
What a waste of money.
No, it's not, because it goes to help the environment.
Why did you buy it? So you can get Lady in front of your name.
Yeah, so it's 60. It costs $60.
Right.
And basically, the money that you purchase to buy this little plot of land helps the Glencoe marshland in them, preserving them for future generations.
Look after your own country first.
So you paid $60? That doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, well, okay, in all fairness, I got it for free. But the thing is, you can buy a 1,000 square foot for $1,000 if you want. And then basically they'll send you all your location coordinates to your land. You can get bring it up on Google Maps and everything, and you get a deed. Like, you physically own that land.
If you bought one of those 1,000-square-foot ones, can you build a house and stuff? Or
I think there's...
Is that a big stitch-up?
No.
Really about
the
restrictions.
You can put certain things on them, like trees. You can put a garden, I think a garden stool, like, on it.
Oh, great.
Anyway, so there are a couple of things you can do.
Jade thought that she could play Queen this morning and dole out some Order of Glencoe medals in the vein of the Order of Australia medals. Nobody has called, so nobody wants your reward stuff.
Oh, well, look.
You can only have one person visit at any one time.
And you've got to be cuddling, which can't even happen in the pandemic. So no one can visit your land.
Can I buy it off you?
No.
You got it for free.
But I like it. I like the title.
Can we actually get you to change it to on your license so you are
like... We can.
Lady?
I've already...
How much is it? Could we crowdfund the cash?
If you pay for me to change it...
topic.
Yeah.
Like, it takes an interesting person to go into the RMS and request a lady to be put in front of their name.
And on the, at the bank.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Oh, birth certificate?
Lady Jade Leader. Lady Jade Leader,
to the counter, please, when you're renewing your license.
Funny.
You know what? It was funny because your married name is Campbell.
Mm.
And we were chatting to Hamish this morning about this. And apparently in Scotland, Campbells, their name is dirt,
well,
essentially.
Well, the irony is that buying a plot of land in Glencoe and the name Campbell. Now, anyone who knows Scottish history will know there's a bit of a checkered past there. There was a certain massacre that happened there in the 1600s. Little historical irony there.
Not welcome, Jade.
I like Maddie's version. Their name is Dirt.
Well, you know what? I have the last laugh because I've got my little bit of land in Scotland. So
you
happy.
Do. You've got more than I do. More than I do. Very exciting. Next, Big Brother. Guys, I'm fully obsessed now.
I know. You were.
Yeah, you're hooked in.
On your face, Instagram last night, obsessing.
I was actually.
I actually watched a few minutes of it.
Wow. Do you know what? Very good. It's got me sold. New version. On Channel 7. We're chatting to the host of that show, Sonia Kruger, next here at The Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM.
Oh, yeah, Sonia Kruger coming up in about 10 minutes here at the show this morning. Very excited to chat to her. Of course, Big Brother in full swing at the moment. But, Jade...
Yes?
The show in the last few weeks has...
What?
Had a look at some different beauty techniques that are out there lately. So we did the butt masks.
Butt masks.
Did we do something else?
We did something else.
We wore each other's male and female appendages, but that was a little bit different. But the pursuit of youth, guys, has taken a slimy new turn. I'm going to tell you both about snail facials after this.
Snail facials?
Mm.
Wow, that sounds weird. This.
Taylor Swift, Getaway Car, right now at New FM. Good morning. Taylor Swift, Getaway Car, live across Newcastle for this very wet Wednesday on 105.3 New FM. Jade has a brand new beauty therapy to tell us all about.
Snail slime.
And I was like, ew, disgusting.
That's right. So, guys, for a low price of $250, you can have snails drag. Yep, you can have snails drag their mucousy bodies across your face. So, apparently, snail goo has a ton of antioxidants and skin-boosting properties. So much so that some salons overseas have started selling this serum with the stuff before devising this new treatment.
Can
basically
we just remind all you people out there not to go and grab a snail from the garden because it's
super dangerous.
Well, yeah, don't eat them or let them crawl over you because these are special clinically proven snails. Here's a little bit more about it.
Oh, God, here we go.
Fancy a snail to the face. This lady in Japan does. She's getting a facial with a twist. The snail slime makes your skin really supple and removes dry, scaly patches. It's also got great hydrating properties and moisturizes the skin. The salon employs a team of 5 Japanese native snails, but apparently they only have enough mucus to serve 1 customer a day. At the moment, there's just not enough snail slime to go around.
So there you have it.
I've never thought in my life there's not enough snail slime to go around.
Well, my girlfriend who lives in Dubai, she still flies with the Emirates as an air hostess, and this is what alerted me to it because she was getting one of these snail facials over in Dubai. So it's actually becoming a thing worldwide now.
Do you know what? I feel like with these beauty therapies, they just think of anything and hope one sticks eventually. I mean, snail slime.
That's a whole bunch of people getting conned. I'll tell you that.
I disagree.
You know when you go to you know when you're in Westfield, right?
Yeah.
And they have those like Europeans set up with like a little pop-up store in the middle and they drag you over and how you come and try my new
From the Dead Sea
skin. I rub it on your hand.
You've all been conned by the same
artist. Only $150. Do you know how many times I got sucked into that when I was younger?
Too many times.
I was too afraid to say no.
Yeah. That's a good lesson in life, kids. It's okay to say no.
If it seems really dodgy and it involves a weird animal, say no.
Well, I'm actually open-minded to this snail facial. I'm going to try and find one somewhere in New South Wales to try.
Well, you're not going to get it for free, Jade, if that's what you're putting
angling
out
for. It's the butt masks all over again.
I'm going to send you some snails in the mail to the radio station.
Well, apparently you can get the snail, goo in a facial packet.
Gross.
Like a mask that you just rub onto your face.
No free rides here. Sorry. 7:42, Sonia Kruger up next here in UFM.
The Novos.
Loud Luxury live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Sonia Kruger's here. Yes, of course. Big Brother back on your TV continues 7:30 tonight on 7. Sonia Kruger, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Dale. First of all, congratulations. Number one entertainment show. Is that a bit of a relief?
That's an understatement. I didn't have a great sleep on Monday night. I was tossing and turning because you know we get the numbers the next day.
Yeah.
And in commercial television, you live and die by it. And I just really, I've seen about 6 episodes cut, and it's just a really great show. And I wanted people to give it a chance so that they could get, you know, they could see what I was seeing in it. And they did, which was awesome. You know, it's that reaction on the first night was absolutely brilliant. So
I think,
you know, it was the most, you know, with this video on demand downloading, it was the most downloaded show in the history of Australia.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
and I think
Super Bowl.
Equally excited about these high ratings was our Maddie because he was just so thrilled. He's like, I knew it, guys. Big Brother is back with a vengeance.
You know what it's like, Sonia, when you're doing a radio show like this, you need to pick the right show that people are watching. And these guys were like, oh, you know, like, I don't know. It's, you know, will it be a success? I'm like, no, trust me, it will. Of course, we all love Big Brother from the old days. And, I mean, I myself was a bit skeptical because I was a huge fan. I loved, like, the last two incarnations. Yeah. I'm totally sold, though. It's so good.
Me too. I was exactly the same as you, Maddie. I was like, how are they going to change it and not keep the essence of it? But yeah, they did, and they've just made it so much better because it's more dynamic. There's more in every episode. There's an eviction in every episode, which is my favourite part. You know, because what happened in last night's eviction with Alan, for example, that was a total blindside. Even as I was reading the votes, I'm thinking, and with 12 votes, it's Alan. Like, it just was not looking like it was going to go that way at all. You know, Kieran seemed to be dead man walking, and next minute, Alan was out the door. Salty AF times 400.
Well, to be honest, I found Big Brother's voice very creepy this time round. Can you tell us a little bit about Big Brother himself?
Well, Big Brother is an entity, and Jade, he's in the walls of the house. He's actually really cute.
Is he?
I don't know what I can tell you. I actually really like Big Brother's voice. You know, some people have said, "Oh, he sounds a bit Hannibal Lecter," you know.
Yeah,
that's all
right,
though.
I don't know what
though,
that says about me, but I quite like it when Big Brother speaks in those dulcet tones.
If you had to go into the house, what would your strategy be, out of curiosity?
You know, it's a funny thing because I think you have to be yourself at the end of the day. You can't pretend to be anybody else. I don't know that I would deliberately try to misdirect people's ideas about others, you know, just in order to take the heat off myself. I'd probably try and be someone who was involved in a lot of the conversations, though, because I think if you don't know what's going down, you know, you sort of have to be part of the inner sanctum to know what's going down, where the votes are going to go, because it's a majority rules game at the end, you know. So you have to get yourself into that majority and make sure you're not eventually picked off.
Yeah.
It's a tricky game to play. And you'll see as we go along, some people are actually really good at that, and others don't even, they just can't, it's like they're incapable of playing the game. But some of them remain safe from a personality perspective, I think, because they're good to have around the house.
Yeah.
When Australia decides at the end of the series and we do our big live grand finale, that to me will be really interesting to see who they choose, whether they'll go with someone who's played a great game of strategy or someone they've just fallen in love with.
This is what's so good about Big Brother. I was actually thinking about this last night. It's so, everyone's sort of comparing it to Survivor at the moment, but they're two very different games in, like, the ethos where they come from. I've always felt Big Brother's a game of heart. Like, you know, people get behind the person that's being themselves. I think the people that are trying to play the game too much, they need to go on Survivor because it's like a different game.
You're right, and that's the thing I also like about this series is that there is a lot of heart and soul in it. Last night when Kieran is sitting next to Angela and they were up for eviction along with Alan, Angela, she basically, you know, threw herself on her sword in order to save Kieran. She was like, I feel really bad for him. You know, and I thought that was a really sweet thing to do and also a great kind of, a great measure of someone's character. So, yeah, it's interesting because people, I think, came in with one perception of Angela, but now we're starting to see this other side of her too. And you go through that roller coaster of emotions with housemates. You love them one minute, the next minute they're annoying you, then you want this person gone, and you're sort of on that ride with them.
Yeah, well, Alan's gone. I think most of us are happy about that.
Anyway. We're all on that ride.
There she is, Sonia Kruger.
In Alan's words, he was a lot.
Oh, congrats on the show, Sonia. We're loving it. Continues tonight at 7:30 on 7. Big Brother here at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Denovos. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Less than an hour away with you, Jackson. What's on the way?
Yeah, I've got some Beyonce. Remember when she performed this one, got her hair stuck in that giant fan and just kept rolling on like a pro?
One of the internet's greatest videos.
The best. Spin Doctors, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Yeah, Jade.
Yeah, it is me. I was thinking that too.
Dedication to Jade. And what am I going to do? The Jonas Brothers as
Joe
well.
Joe Bros. It's kicking off from 9 o'clock after our show. Creva, up next, though, we're talking clowns.
Yeah, so yesterday we had a little team discussion, like clowns discuss, because some people are weirdly afraid of clowns.
Mm.
I think they're fine. But some people are like, they're creepy, they're weird, they're shocking.
My
I
husband
just don't
Ben
get it.
Hates clowns.
Yeah.
Can't stand them.
My friend was watching It 2 the other night and was messaging me saying, oh my God, this is one way to get over my fear of clowns. But it's like, it happens. I know so many people that hate them.
So 13 10 09, do you hate clowns? Are you afraid of clowns? Or are you like me, you don't get what the fuss is about?
Okay, and any, like, clown-related stories, like, that, you
did,
know...
Did one jump out and get you?
We're doing a psychotherapy session here. We really want to dig down
delve
deep.
Delve into the psyche.
And to make you feel better, we'll give you bottles of wine if you call.
Yeah. Okay.
Drink your fears away.
I do believe, because yesterday I spoke to Jackson about this, I'm like, can you please try and get us a clown? Because, you know, we're going to throw crap on clowns right now. We need one to defend themselves. So I do believe you have tracked down a clown, but it's not like a circus clown. No, he's on the phone. It's
okay,
not a circus
he's grabbing
clown.
It's
a different
now.
Sort of a clown.
But we'll, a clown's a clown, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do this after Five Sauce, Old Me, New FM. Good morning. Five Sauce, Old Me, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
It's time to talk clowns because some people love them, some people find them weird, some people find them freaky.
And we're just talking about ourselves at this point.
Yeah.
You're a clown.
You're a clown, Jade.
I've got a mate who really is scared of them to the point of I once joked around about like dressing up as one to scare him. And he gave me, like, a stern talking to.
Really?
He's like, do not do that. I will be very upset
it's
with you.
It's a real fear that people have, and I don't know why. Like, where does it come from?
I don't know. I think it's just that some people don't believe, which is quite sad, that someone can be just really, really, really nice and happy. They're to the point where they think that's just not normal.
I'm telling
They're
you.
They're psychotic.
It's the movie It.
You reckon that's what's done it for a lot of people?
I mean, you know, I know that's a wild claim. So I'm basically stating that there were no fear of clowns before 1987. But, you know.
Hey, we talk on FM radio. We can say
exactly
what we want.
Right.
I like clowns. You can go to clown school, which would be very entertaining to head along to.
131009, though, we want to hear about your clown fears. Mm. I do believe, though, that producer Jackson has indeed tracked us down a clown.
This is great.
He's not an everyday clown like a, you know, red nose, you know, white face makeup.
Funny car.
Yeah, there's a modern clown.
He's a stunt clown. And he's on the phone now. His name is the pretty amazing Jono. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, you speak very well.
Why, thank you. This is my morning voice.
Oh,
I like it.
It's not your clown, your pretty amazing Jono clown voice?
Oh, that voice changes. Sometimes accents shift and listen, I get bored easily, so my accent changes.
I love it.
You know what? You would be so fun to hang around. Now, tell us, Jono, obviously you're not your, you know, typical clown, but, like, you know, can you explain the psyche behind this? Have you encountered this yourself? Like, obviously, you get little kids, adults that are super scared of clowns. Why do you think it is?
Well, listen, I think there's a few reasons for this. First, often I think there's people who think they can be a clown, you know, just put on some paint, slap it on, go out there.
Yeah.
Cowboy clowns or con artist clowns or counterfeit clowns, they don't know what they're doing. You can't just put on face paint and be a clown. It takes years of practice and rehearsal and understanding an audience and reading a crowd and to not freak them out. And I think this kind of phobia often comes from a traumatic experience.
Okay.
AKA movies, jerk directors ruining the good clown name, years of clown tradition that has been flushed down the toilet by some money-hungry director jerks. And alternatively, it's just people who don't know how to clown coming up and getting in kids' faces, not reading the room.
And scaring
and,
freaking them.
Freaking people out. What a bunch of jerks. You can't just do that. You put on a face, you can't just get in there. You got to go in slow.
So, Jono, how many years have you spent training to be a clown? Are you a fully fledged clown now?
Did you go to clown college?
I did spend years training on a mountain with a monk and, well, it was actually a library, but
I have been clowning for over 20 years.
Wow. And,
a lot of self-taught stuff, so that's why I'm a little bit crap at it. But and then, so... My wife laughing.
It's good to have a partner that thinks it's funny.
Yeah, well, no, I've just been training for years to kind of develop the craft, to, you know, develop things that are actually genuinely funny. I do love when you do a show and then people go, oh, a clown, this, you're actually funny. That's,
yeah, that's awesome.
That. I'm like, oh, that's a bit sad.
How old are you, Jono?
Oh, dude, what are you doing? I keep forgetting. It's 37.
Yeah. Jay was just having a look at your Instagram and she picked out her favourite shot of you. You're actually, you're the sexiest clown out, I think.
Hey, you can stay. I like your work.
Yeah, you take that.
Do you do any other job or do you just professionally clown and that's it?
I get bored easily, so I do other work. I work doing film production and editing videos and filming and stuff like that, which works well.
Entertainment business.
The money maker.
Yeah. Oh, you're a nice, friendly clown. So anyone who's scared of clowns, don't be, because Jono, the pretty amazing Jono, is basically pretty amazing.
Check him out on Instagram, too.
Yeah, at the pretty amazing Jono, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one. And the Pretty Amazing Jono.
Yeah, and thepprettyamazing.com if you want to check out Jono the Clown. Thank you for joining us and clearing up that
misconception.
You know, about clowns. Very nice clown. I liked it.
I wonder if the Pretty Amazing Jono could juggle donuts.
Well, quite possibly.
I'd say so.
I think so.
Juggling in a fair few of his shots here on Instagram. Yeah.
Well, he's missing out because we're about to make donuts, kids. That is right. Mums and dads, get excited. Just like the Pretty Amazing Jono, we're pretty amazing in this studio. Sometimes when it comes to cooking, it's more Crevo's forte than mine, but we've got a deep fryer in here. We've cranked it up. The oil is heating, and apparently there's this recipe where you can cook donuts with just two ingredients.
That's right. So we've got those two ingredients. Mm-hmm. We've got the deep fryer heated up, and we're about to kick this off. If you want to watch the process, how it all goes down, we will be starting our Facebook live stream in just a couple of moments.
In the last 7 days on this show, we've had a drop saw here, and now we have a deep fryer.
Correct. What is next? A stump grinder? Let's not do that. It's real messy.
Yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Michael Jackson, live across Newcastle, tops a 19 degree showers today on the coast, and Jade is making donuts.
And look, to be fair, I'm actually quite sceptical.
Okay.
Because I was like, is that the right amount of ice cream? She's like, Jade said, yeah, I think so. I'll just put some more.
We have a deep fryer here in the studio, which Jade went and purchased especially for the occasion. Now, these donuts, Jade, two ingredients only. Oh, that's shocking. Check it out in the UFM live stream for a laugh for your Wednesday morning.
Oh, my God.
Now, do we want to run through what's happening here, Jade?
Yeah.
Yeah, come over to my mic. Don't touch me with your dough, please.
Okay, so basically two ingredients, self-raising flour and ice cream. So you need 2 cups of self-raising flour and 1.5 cups of melted frozen ice cream. And I've chosen vanilla. I've kneaded it so it goes to a dough-like consistency and then you pop it in the deep fryer. And then voila, you've got homemade donuts.
It looks
voila.
Like it's come out of the other end, the wrong end.
They look like terrible, you know, what are those things called? Squid rings? You know, when
calamari.
Calamari. Really bad version of calamari.
You know when you go to the really bad fish and chip shop?
And you're like, why did I spend
90% batter?
I'm slaving away here making you guys donuts for breakfast.
I don't think I want to eat it.
I'm very worried about them.
Okay.
Anyway.
So we've got the deep fryer sizzling away there.
Whoa, you got to use the cage.
Be careful. Now, Jade, just putting it out there, kids, don't try this at home. Make donut balls. Why are you trying to make a round ring?
Just lift that up.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting donuts this morning. Okay. I'm not going to be able to eat
one. Here we go.
All right, he's popping the... Oh, listen to that sizzle. We had a saw in the studio last week. We've got a deep fryer in here.
How long is it supposed to go for, Jade?
I didn't say. Oh.
Surely it said. I just don't think you read the recipe.
No, I sent you guys a recipe.
Look, the staff is already looking through the windows here, looking for it. I don't think you want to eat it, Tony.
Jade looks like she's dipped her hands in white paint. Surely anyway. It says, I'm reading here the recipe. It's got to be a minute or two, surely, doesn't it?
No, doesn't say.
Well, deep fry.
This is,
doesn't. God.
All this right, radio segment's exciting.
No, it's not ready yet. Maybe it is.
Oh, that looks terrible.
Right.
A bit longer.
All right.
All right. I think they don't look like anything like
look,
on the
we're
picture.
We're going to go to the news and we're going to sort this out. Oh. Have a look at the full journey unfold on the live stream. Hopefully we'll
look
have
at Jade's hands.
Something that resembles a donut next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details.
BNUFM's Weather
Whiz Kid
with the Novos.
Hi, my name is Corey and I would like to say hello to 5C at Edgeworth Public School. And here is the weather. A cloudy day ahead with areas of morning fog and showers, most likely in the late morning and afternoon. We are expecting a top temperature of 20 degrees in the city, 20 degrees in inland, and 19 degrees around the lake. Partly cloudy with slight chance of showers tomorrow. And partly cloudy with shower or two on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Oh, guys, give him a round of applause. Corey Harvey
Yay.
From Edgeworth Public
job,
School. You did a great job, man. We're very proud of you. And if you want to be a New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au, you get your mum and dad to enter your details and you could be doing that
and
next week.
We tried our donuts making skills this morning because there's this cool recipe where you can make donuts with two ingredients, self-raising flour and just... more melted ice cream. Basically,
yeah.
And it's been quite a success, I'd have to say.
We haven't tasted them yet. Well, I had a taste.
They look pretty good.
All right,
here we go. I'm going to pass the plate around to you, Jade.
All right.
Carefully.
It needs plenty of sugar.
I poured the whole plate over them. So,
they look amazing. I'm so proud of us.
Oh, I'm cool. I had some already.
Oh, you don't want any? Okay.
Are you having any? I've got one, yeah. So I'm going to try it for the first time.
Here we go.
Break it open. It'll be very hot, is my imagination, straight out of the deep fryer.
Okay, ready? Three, two. Not bad.
I mean...
If you like the flavour bland, you'll love these.
You can hear the enthusiasm through your voices.
Jade just doesn't want to admit that they're awful.
Donut King, you've got nothing to worry about. Krispy Kreme, do not live in fear. You're not going out of business anytime soon.
I recommend you eat them straight away because otherwise they'll probably go dry very quickly.
For two ingredients, guys, I mean, it tastes exactly what it is.
You know what?
Flour with ice cream.
Yeah.
Kids will have so much fun making these.
Yeah, two ingredients, cheap.
And then they'll eat one.
Just put some sugar in it and you'll be fine.
Yum.
Yeah,
a
really
lot.
Great. A lot, yeah.
And then it's sugar, which is all right.
Oh, dear. Hey, up next, we were chatting yesterday. Mm. Crevo, you, my friend, would have to be New FM's biggest survivor. How long have you worked here for now? 4 years?
Yeah.
Going
four
on
years,
five?
4 years.
Wow.
Long time.
Mm. Well done. Now, you've had a variety of different roles here at the station. I mean, can we just run through a few of them at the moment? Like, where did your career start?
And so,
tell us the journey.
Okay, so I started doing, like, the night show.
Yep.
So that's late at night. I don't know, just...
Nights with Mark?
The Countdown
like
with Mark Crevo.
Something like that. Yeah, I can't even remember. 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I did production, so that's like making ads and stuff.
Yep.
And then I was a producer on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the old show with Steve St. John.
Yeah.
Let's not forget your love song dedications.
I did love songs and dedications. I've done Drive in the afternoon.
And then something happened.
Yeah, and then I was put on reception. As the receptionist.
That's a sad reality. I mean, this is what happened. They literally said, look, Crevo.
You're not cut out for this.
You're not cut out for on air.
Yeah.
we're going to put you on reception.
You're not good enough, so we're putting you on reception.
And do you know what? That must have been a difficult pill to swallow.
Of course,
it was. Not very nice. But of course, now you've come full circle. You're back on top.
Yeah, exactly right.
You're in breakfast.
Yeah.
The shift everyone wants.
Exactly. So, you know, I went through all the jobs and then finally landed here.
So that's why we call you Survivor Crevo. Mm.
Yeah. So what we thought we would do is we want to send you back to reception for 10 minutes and just test your skill level. So we're going to send you out the front of the building next.
Yep.
And we're going to call you. You need to answer the phone as if you're a receptionist. We're going to offer you up some tasks.
No problem.
We just want to see how well you
do. You've still got it. Yeah, that's the thing. You talk a big game.
Yeah, I was good at it. Nailed it. That's why I'm not organized. I got back in.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, you'd be like, where's this paper? Where's that?
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, I'd be sacked. So we're going to send you out the front of the building now. So if you want to pop up there and back out to your old workplace, we're going to do that next here at New FM after Halsey. You should be so sad. New FM. It's 8:40. Good morning. Halsey, You Should Be So Sad. But live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And long before Crevo was, in fact, a Novo, Jade, he did a variety of different jobs here at the radio station, one including the reception job.
Yeah.
Now, were you here when he was on reception?
I was, actually. And I used to pass by and give him a wave every now and again.
Did you talk to Crevo when he was on reception?
Not really, no. No, I didn't really have much of a relationship back with him then.
What we thought we'd do, now seeing that Crevo's a big radio star here in Newcastle, we thought we'd send him back to his roots, back to reception, and we're going to call
Keep him grounded.
And just see if he still is able to do that job, because he claims he was one of New FM's best receptionists of all time.
Oh, hang on, quote, I'm the best they ever had out there.
All right, so we're looking for a few different things right now. We're going to play the role of the listener calling up the radio station. So we'll judge him on his professionalism and efficiency at doing this role. So I'm just going to dial him up right now.
Okay.
Stand by. Now, the whole office is looking at him at the front of the building. New FM live stream on Facebook if you want to check it out.
I believe our receptionist is out there.
Excellent.
New FM, how can I help you?
Hi, this is the radio station.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, hi, I want a bottle of wine with the Novos, and it just hasn't been sent out to my house. Can you tell me what's going on here?
Yeah, of course. Let me just check your name against the prize list and make sure that we've got all your details here. Hold on a second. All right.
Do you need to know my name?
Just a moment. Yep, what is it?
My name is John Smith.
John Smith. Oh, that's quite a common name.
That's not very nice, is it? I've copped that all my life.
I bet you have. The reason I say that is I just need to check I've got the correct John Smith. There may be other ones who have won. What was the date that you won the prize there, sir?
I don't know.
Can you give me like a
week? Well, I don't keep a record of when I rang up the radio station. You should have this already.
Let me just have a look for you here. Okay, I'm just searching John Smith in the system.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
I am the manager, of course. How can I help?
Well, you're not really helping me right now. All I want is the wine that your silly breakfast team said that I'd won, and I haven't received it. I've been waiting for weeks.
That's not a very nice thing to say about them. All right, I've found your details here. Now, it is marked as posted. It was posted on the 3rd. So let me just pull up the tracking number.
I don't have time to be calling you. It's embarrassing enough that I have to call you to claim my own prize that I won. Very awkward.
It's all right, sir. It should be on the way. So it was posted 6 working days ago. So where are you based at there?
Madawi.
Yeah, it should be in with the next day or two. If you're able to...
Well, that's what you told me last week. I mean, are you just pretending? Like, what's going on?
No, I've definitely got the tracking number. Look, I'm just checking it now.
Listen, my wife's not happy.
Hello.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Smith. How can I help you?
Hi. Look, I'd like to apologise for my husband's behaviour. He doesn't get out much. I'd just like to thank you, and if I could speak to your manager.
Yeah, they're just they're not in at the moment, actually, because it's a little bit early.
He said
but
he
I'm
was
happy
the
to,
manager.
I'm happy to take your details.
Good job, Mark.
Good job.
Good job.
Well
we'll
done.
Give you,
you did okay.
Now, tell me, were they the sorts of calls you would receive sometimes on reception?
Actually, relatively polite. No, most people are pretty good and pretty understanding if, as long as you had your details right.
Do we have a receptionist out there at the moment?
Yeah, we do have a receptionist here
can
at
you
the moment.
Who is it? Sheridan?
Sheridan, yeah.
Can you just pop her on the phone, please?
All right, Sheridan, the guys want to speak to you. Here you go.
Hi, Sheridan.
Hello.
Hello.
You're live on the air, don't swear.
Yeah, you're live. So how do you think Crevo went then on reception out of 10?
A 10 at least, definitely.
Really?
Really good job. Yep. Yeah. We'd like to have him out here full time.
Would you have Jade or myself, Sheridan? Who do you think? Would you prefer Crevo?
Yeah, the more the merrier, all three.
Oh, that's really sweet. Oh, well, thanks, Sheridan.
Oh, thanks.
That'd be great.
Oh, thank you. Good job, well. Crevo.
Good job, man.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? Mate, what's on the way?
Yeah, Lizzo speaking out about body positivity. Also, too, a bit of controversy around Little Britain.
Okay. Doing that next. It's 8:48 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
For some peace of mind.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
That's right. It's time to get the latest gossip with Jackson.
Yes. So, of course, with everything that's happening in the world right now, shows like Little Britain are becoming the hot topic, and whether they're right or wrong or should be continued to be rolled out on TV screens. Well, Netflix has canned them. The creators, Matt Lucas and David Williams, have come out and they've apologised. They said they never, ever meant to hurt anyone's feelings or be racist in what they did. They just sort of wanted to showcase the range of characters and how diverse their acting was. But, yeah, it's bringing into question Australian shows like Summer Heights High, for instance, as
I
well.
Can imagine
so,
that.
Yeah, there's been big uproar about it, but people are applauding Netflix for taking it off the streaming site.
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Little Britain.
Look, this is what's hard, but if we do want to make any sort of progress, unfortunately, these things need
gotta
to be...
make a call, yeah. It is tough, because it was a show I really liked, and there's certain characters in there that, you know, you could argue...
Oh, Summer Heights High as well, but...
Absolutely.
You know what? It is a bit racist.
Yeah. I actually caught an episode of Little Britain about 2 weeks ago, and watching it, I remember I used to love that show. But it just hasn't aged well. And
no, it is very dated.
It's the one that says computer says no, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's the only episode that is burnt in my memory. Computer says no.
But it's one of them shows where, I don't know if you ever have this feeling, but you sit back and you go, how did I find this funny? Or how did I not think that this was inappropriate? And of course, that's just human growth. But
of course,
you know, I'm applauding Netflix today. Moving on, Lizzo has attacked body shamers online, and for good reason as well. So she's noticed on TikTok she's used as a way to shame people, and she had this to say in a very intimate live stream.
If every time you see a big girl on this app loving on herself and confident and loving her body, you think of me, that is a what compliment. That means I'm out here doing what I'm supposed to be doing, letting you know the next time you try to make fun of a woman for her body, we're out here and we don't give a and we're confident and we're bad bitch. We're cover stars.
I love Lizzo for that. I reckon in this world, she's exactly what we need.
Yeah, it's confident funny. People.
Well, Billie Eilish has come out last week doing this with body shame, and she's been copping it too.
It's funny though, hey, what we were saying about Lizzo 12 months ago.
Mm.
And there was a turning point for her where I actually think people understood what she was all about.
Mm.
Mm.
And I think it's good. She's standing up for what's right. Yeah. Do you, I like her music as well. Do you love her music, guys?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I haven't heard a great deal of it. I only know the Good As Hell one, which is grown on me, because at first I was like, oh.
Don't know.
But yeah, but now I like it.
What would you prefer, Jade?
In what way?
Tones and I?
Oh, Lizzo. Hands down, Lizzo.
Oh,
what's
geez.
Wrong with Tones
right,
and I?
Well, there we go, guys. Thank you, Jackson. Time's the show done, guys. I'm off to Taree today.
Yeah,
my headphones fell out. I don't know what you did there.
Oh, it's all right. No, you're gonna...
making some sort of sound.
No, Jade was the doing Tones and I impression.
Oh, one more time for me.
Oh.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm off to Taree. I thought I'd go for a drive. My grandma's up there, and I haven't seen her in a while. So
that'd be
cool. You know,
go see Nan.
Do a little day trip up to Taree, which will be nice.
Cool.
That is good.
What are you guys up to?
Sorry, I bailed
on our walk, Jade.
Yeah, we're meant to go for a walk.
It's a bit blustery and cold out there.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right.
Netflix.
Yeah.
What about you, Prevo? Anything special?
Nah, nothing special. Probably a bit of Netflix as well. I'm still on that Last Dance documentary.
Maybe watch more than 10 minutes of time.
Yeah, well, that's my own issue, isn't
Newcastle's
it?
Only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. What's on the way, Jackson?
What an exciting bunch of guys you are.
Dua Lipa.
Maddie's favourite.
I love Dua.
Yeah, you do.
Mr. Jones, bit of a throwback, and I love this guy. Harry Styles.
Good tune.
Watermelon Sugar.
Great song.
My favourite song of his album, Watermelon Sugar. It's very good. Is he still coming down under, Jackson?
I doubt it. I think it's been postponed.
Has it already? Because I know there was a lot of talk about...
It's been November.
Yeah, because it's right at the end of the year. Will he be able to get out here? Unsure. Yeah.
He'll come.
Newcastle's on the block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.